My friends, thank you for joining us. It is Super Bowl 55, February 7th, 2021, on this live Sunday edition. And we're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. Then Owen Schroyer's coming in during the Super Bowl, sacrilegious, to cover the globalist takeover of planet Earth and how to fight back. Because as much as I like football, as much as I like watching Tom Brady, it really pales in significance compared to the information we're going to be covering here. So when other people zig, we zag. We really appreciate the audience that tunes in. It's become quite a ritual. I've been on air 27 years, but I have been hosting a Sunday show for, what is it, 12 years now at least, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. So I'm basically always here during the Super Bowl. And the pleasure of it is I don't have to see all of the anti-God, anti-family, anti-male, anti-female, anti-Second Amendment, anti-freedom messages that are in the ads. And I, a lot of times, watch the end of the game or the highlights, but I do literally change the channel as soon as it goes to an ad. But there's so much globalist propaganda within it, how do you watch it? But we will chronicle all of that. Okay, wow. It's just the quickening is here. There's so much to cover. The president's trial starts tomorrow. And I've been saying he should do this, and now they're saying he is. It's common sense. I mean, I'm sure they didn't get this from me. Trump lawyers to use videos of Democrats inciting violence during impeachment defense. That is a one-on-one deal. The first group out of, what, North Carolina, he just fired 2 weeks ago. The media said quit. They didn't want to go there. No, that's exactly what you do. You put your accusers, who are the real criminals, on trial. Because most of the time, that's what you get with a kangaroo court state prosecution like this, is total projection. And we've got a lot of inside baseball in the second hour. Ali Alexander, who did help organize the big Trump events on the 5th and 6th. The media has set $100,000 bounties on his head. He's a terrorist. He's a criminal. Well, he's been getting his ducks in a row doing all the research on who was behind this. He's now ready to break the news, and I concur with his analysis in the second hour of how Trump was betrayed, how America was betrayed, and how what we had set and planned was not executed by folks at the White House. We know who was actually behind it, and sadly, the higher-ups of the Secret Service went along with it as well. So it's very, very sad. I know most of the Secret Service are good men and women, but this is the setup of the president. Very, very sick. And by the way, we already knew this a week ago, but the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved 2020 election, it is a lengthy 25-page article in Time magazine that's about 80% accurate, admitting that powerful multinational banks and corporations and big tech working with a shadow army of leftists basically stole the election. They even call it a cabal. Because they want to throw it in your face what they did, and they want the credit for what they carried out. And it's really got a lot of Democrats mad, like, you're not supposed to tell people what we did. And they even talk about censoring and not letting people expose the fraud or the election fraud and how important that was to control the flow of information and how they did a great job censoring over 100 million Americans. They are very proud of their activities. They said it's not a paranoid fever dream. It's a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies, working together behind the scenes to influence perception, change rules and laws, steer media, control information, censor. It's all there. And it ties in. They even talk about the sixth and how they led us into a trap. Oh, yeah. They're bragging. Supervillains always do. They brag how they led us right into the trap. Oh, they're so proud of themselves. They're gloating.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3. Take your zinc and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. winter sun, has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue, limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off, or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, 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 we've got a big game going on. Simulated warfare from back in the days of the gladiators. Bread and circus. Super Bowl 55. And I've always been a football fan, but so much propaganda involved with it, so much brainwashing, so much BLM communist garbage that I don't watch a lot of football. But tonight's the type of game I would watch because they want Mr. Brady to fail. It's like Rollerball, which was set in the year 2020. But this is 2021, actually coming true. February 7th, 2021, on this Sunday, Super Bowl 55, Sunday Live. Super Bowl 55 is a giant pedophile sex trafficking party, and MSM loves it. I'm going to play some of those clips, mainstream news, SNL, making big jokes about all the pedophilia at the Super Bowl. Even though I was briefed by folks in federal law enforcement and the Pentagon when they were having the Super Bowl in Houston about how they were even running small children and kidnapped women and who was involved in it, to my incredible disgust, as I was being filled in on some people that I thought were nice people, actually weren't nice people. And how they literally have these pimps with whole hotel levels, whole floors blocked off with whatever you want. Women, men, underage girls, boys, little kids. The Super Bowl is the number one largest human trafficking operation other than the Olympics in the world. It's up there at the top with the World Cup in soccer and, of course, the Olympics and then the Super Bowl. They're all right up there at the top. But it doesn't matter. Why? The Democrats say pedophilia doesn't exist. Sex trafficking doesn't exist. It's all made up. It's a thing Q made up. Nobody ever heard of this till 3 years ago when Q showed up and was the master of ceremonies about it all and put out this info to protect the perpetrators. That's right. The perpetrators are Q. And the Huffington Post, though, tries to spin it. Oh, it's a myth. There's no sex trafficking at the Super Bowl. No, no, no. Well, I'm going to show you the documents. I'm going to show you the proof. I'm going to show you the court admissions. And I'm going to show you next segment SNL making a big fat joke about it. And they even tie me into it. But I've been around the block a few times and I figured out how all this operates and just how sick it is. So that's all coming up. Let me tell you some of the other big news. We have the Massachusetts climate czar that works directly for John Kerry says the quiet part out loud in private meeting. We have the video. He says they're going to break the American people's will, close quote, including the old retiree down the street. They're not going to stop till you're in a 200 square foot coffin apartment. We actually have their plan. We actually have video of the coffin apartments already being put in place in the U.S. and the rest of the world. That's coming up. You're going to see that for yourself in their master plan. And we've got this interesting headline that's actually not really accurate. And I'm not knocking InfoWars, my own site. They just kind of rewrote what the mainstream media was saying. Supreme Court orders California to allow indoor church services. And technically, that's a true headline. I'm not bashing my own folks. It's true. Technically, you can call it a win. It's like, we're only going to chop your legs off and let you bleed to death. We're not going to shoot you in the head. So your death will be long and painful. They say, oh, you can have 25% capacity and the state can still control you and inspect you. Funny, there's something called the First Amendment. And I've read also what the founders said about it, but it's very easy to interpret. A low-grade moron could. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to perform and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So there's a lot of things there to unpack, but it's very simple. Congress has no jurisdiction over religion and can make no law. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Congress shall make no law, no law, no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And there was, they had debates about it, and so this is because certain states will try to say one's Protestant, one's Catholic, one's this, one's that, one's Masonic. We're not going to allow that. No state or the federal government can have any jurisdiction over religion. That's how Hopi Indians and people can take mescaline and the FBI can't stop them because it's been part of their religion for thousands of years. That's how different religious groups can butcher a goat in their backyard. Everybody gets pissed off and when the Satanists do it or when the Muslims do it. It's their religion. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But the Supreme Court said, oh, no. You can restrict it heavily. You just can't totally ban it. So you can have free speech, maybe at the bottom of a mine shaft with 1,000 tons of concrete poured on top of you, and you can scream at the walls in your 4x8 cell for eternity. You have free speech at the bottom of a black hole. And the same Supreme Court, you better bet, set to rule that big tech can monitor you, track you, algorithm you, block you, punish you, because this is an authoritarian move by the establishment to protect themselves. Because most of them have been caught up in sex crimes, because that's how you get into the establishment. And they're blackmailed by the globalists and the Chi-Coms and the EU. And they're just following orders, and they're scared as hell, but they're moving forward. So if you know who the pedophiles are and who they aren't, look at who voted to ban the First Amendment in the name of defending it, and then look at who didn't. Because this is a pedophile army we're up against. So that's some of the news. Got a bunch of other COVID-19 news I haven't hit that we're going to be breaking down here, and the new federal law enforcement moves to come after you, make sure you're wearing the right type and everything else. Told you the mask never come off until you start saying no. We have a lot of other really important news about the trial of the president starting tomorrow. But the first big thing I want to get to, speaking of the president's trial, is Antifa. In Portland, in Seattle, in D.C., in a whole bunch of other places. They threw Molotov cocktails. They threw fireworks at police. They knocked out windows. They attacked people. They ransacked businesses, and they screamed. They screamed, burn down D.C. They said, give us what we want, or we're going to burn it. Start rolling the tape.
We're going to go to jail. Move back.
We're going to be in downtown tonight.
Move back.
They say if we don't get it, we're going to burn it down. And then they throw fireworks, those heavy mortar rounds that blow people's hands and arms off all the time, high explosives, at the police. And they begin to throw Molotov cocktails. And all it is just a bunch of meth head goons out attacking their own governments that are incubating them and putting them in a holding pattern so that anytime they want, they can then release them on the federal government, state government, whoever they want. And by the way, where is all that? That's in the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election, a 25-page article in Time magazine detailing how a shadowy international cabal stole the election from Trump and had an army ready to burn down D.C. if ordered to, but instead they ordered a stand down on the 6th to set us up. Oh, they're just admitting to their crimes openly because the master criminals always have to brag. They always have to gloat. And that's not just in cartoons or Marvel comics where the master villain gloats. They actually do that in the real world.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's natural defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostagard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it, and we should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
many underground currencies. Art, drugs, gold, silver. Ways to transfer wealth illicitly. And one of the biggest is the sex trade and what's known as white slavery. Now, white slavery doesn't mean that white people are the slaves. It means white slavery is associated with the sex trade, meaning you've got black magic, white magic. It's just called white slavery, meaning the harams of the Muslims where the women are held captive. They really kind of wrote the book on that in the last couple thousand years. And so this has become a currency traded in all over the world. And it's a way to actually corrupt people and get them into gang initiations. MS-13 puts people through these type of initiations to rape a young girl or torture her or even kill her. You can look that up. You've tuned into the Alex Jones Show on this live February 7th Sunday transmission. So there's a lot of media jokes about children and about abusing children. And you've seen the drag queen story times where men dressed as nuns say we're grooming the next generation of your children belong to us, whether you like it or not. And then they even go to city councils with their makeup off and say, we're grooming your children for the future. This is a power grab. That's what the whole trans movement is about, brainwashing autistic boys that they're really a girl. So you're really sterilizing people for depopulation. And by the way, that's in the literature from the 60s. They planned this. So they know what they're doing. Well, now SNL did a whole 8-minute piece, and I only played part of it. Super Bowl commercials featured BLM, QAnon, and COVID vaccines, and they make jokes about Papa John. Not Papa John's pizza, but Papa John. And then they talk about sex slavery and Hillary and pizza. So let's unpack that. We got the WikiLeaks documents. About 2 months before the election in 2016. And it was real. They didn't deny it. And it was John Podesta and Hillary and others and Obama. And that, sir, $65,000 of hot dogs will be delivered to your party. To Obama's credit, that's not children. That's male prostitutes in the FBI code. I mean, that's a known code that the FBI's created handbooks on. There was no pedophile stuff we found with Obama. But with the Clintons and with John Podesta, whose brother publishes that he likes pedophilia in the Washington Post, 2007, I mean, quote, DeviantArt, I don't even want to show it, even though we have a lot of stations complain, TV stations that simulcast the radio show. But you can look up John Podesta, Tony Podesta, DeviantArt, and it ties all into the spirit cooking and the rest of it. And it talked about, we're going to have children in the hot tub for you. They're ready to service you. They're going to make this remote farmhouse for you. That was all in New York and places like that. So CNN and the New York Times go, oh my gosh, QAnon, or was it called that? Then it was called 4chan. They have all found where it's at a pizza place in D.C. in a underground bunker. None of that was true. We covered the news covering it. They went, oh, Jones says it's there. So see, they distracted off of all the real stuff. All right, parental discretion advised. Pull up Tony Podesta, DeviantArt, Washington Post. Just don't put the naked kids on screen. They put this in the newspaper. That was in 2007. See, that's a lesser magic. If they show you what they're doing, go ahead and show the paddled kids, the chained up kids. Just don't show the naked ones. And so it's a lesser magic to show you all this. It throws it in your face and gives them more power, they believe, to be conditioning you. And so, again, what they're doing with this is throwing it in your face. So they diverted off onto a pizza place that nothing was going on at. But the Podestas were involved and did go there for fundraisers and things, so there was enough of a connection to then divert off of everything else that was really going on. And so now they make a joke about it. But I'm going to play you this SNL joke. And good job. They're showing it but not showing the naked children. They've cut that off. And there's hundreds of these, ladies and gentlemen. This was published in the Washington Post. And, I mean, looking at this, I feel degraded. My soul feels bad. He has a dungeon. And there's images of children hanging basically off hooks. And just stuff you can't even imagine where he watches deviant art. And it's all children tied up. And I'm going to leave it at that. So, again, you have the Clintons and the UN history. And you have demons with children in cages on their backs. It's just unbelievable. I have forgotten more than most people even know about this stuff. And you have the UN's own report. You have the AP 3 years ago that Hillary helped traffic over 10,000 kidnapped children out of Haiti. Many ended up in sex dungeons and dead. I'm going to show you Hillary involved in all this and Obama not doing it himself, but helping deliver children when we come back. I'm going to show you the Washington Post and a Senate report that Obama facilitated the trafficking of tens of thousands of children in sex slavery. But I'm honest, he doesn't order him up himself. He likes dudes. But, I mean, look at his husband. But that's what's going on here, Big Mike, who, by the way, is a man. All the evidence is overwhelming. So SNL Super Bowl commercial features BLM, QAnon, and COVID vaccines, all making jokes about it. But when we come back, because it shows a horse kicking a vaccine to somebody, yeah, it's going to be like a horse kicking your ass. So let's go ahead and roll them making a joke about what is one of the top sex trade, sex exploitation, sex slavery events in the world. Here it is.
Moment in history, you'll see impassioned commercials. This one almost brought me to tears.
In these times, what you stand for matters more than ever. We've learned once again that freedom isn't free. But we must always strive for equality. And we must always reach for Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its, historically delicious.
Wow, truly inspiring.
What the hell? That was a commercial for Cheez-Its?
Really makes you think.
Right, Boom. But look, don't worry. To balance out the so-called progressive ads, we're also wearing some with a more conservative slant, like this one.
At Papa John's, we know you want real ingredients. No additives, no preservatives, and no child sex trafficking in the basement. Sorry, Democrats. You'll have to get your child sex pizza over at Hillary's Pizzeria. Papa John's. It's A-OK. Stop by with your coupon today.
That's a pizza.
So imagine you've got 70 million people probably tuning into the Super Bowl, and you got all these children hearing about sex with children and conservatives and then the Q movement, and it shows Q supporters. Again, I told you, Q is a discredit, and say there's millions of kids in underground bases, which isn't true, so that all the real stuff I'm going to show you when we come back doesn't get looked at. You could never get Q. Hey, here's 30,000 children in a sex slave system run by the German government. You're not Q-level, buddy. Oh, here's Trump busting thousands of these groups. Because it was controlled by them, and I knew it was. So now they can have a victory laugh and try to discredit all of this stuff. Victory laugh. When we come back, I'm going to just show you this week's news about the giant industrial government-run sex slave operations of Obama, the Democrats, and the German government. The Germans are some of the worst. The communists that run that, Merkel, oh, that's a pedophile army. I mean, the German government is pedophile devil worshippers. We'll be right back.
So many people say to me, Alex, please stop being so negative. Well, for me, admitting I've gotten a rotten tooth and going in a root canal is not negative. It hurts. It stinks. It's got pus coming out of it. I go to the doctor. They fix it. That's not negative. I'm not living in denial. And so think of globalism as being hidden as an infection that we didn't feel yet, but now it's come to the surface. That's actually a positive thing. And so, yeah, Trump did overall a great job. They stole the election. We can't get down about that. We have forced them out in the open. So now they're trying to suppress us because they know they've been exposed. They're scared. That's why, instead of saying, oh, we're a bunch of losers, look what happened. No, we're a bunch of winners. They're trying to suppress us. Let our light of truth shine and tell everybody what's happening. Your own website, your own show, my show, other articles, other videos. Just keep sharing however you can and realize we're in an information war. We're going to win this together, and the fight starts at InfoWars.com. It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist. Imagine a world without free speech. Imagine being buried alive, scratching at the coffin lid, and no one hears you. You know, that's where the term dead ringer comes from. Going back to ancient England and France, maybe 5% of people on average, some of the numbers show even higher, would look like they were dead, sound like they were dead, and the primitive doctors at the time couldn't find a heartbeat, so they'd sit there and have a string down tied to the finger of the person 6 feet under, so in case they woke up, they wouldn't be buried alive. So what I'm getting at here is this. America is still awake. America still is alive. But we're going to have to realize that we're under attack and that we've been basically buried alive if we have any chance to metaphysically with God's help break out of it. And we've got to call out to God to give us discernment and providence to get out of this and admit the globalists are trying to bury us alive with the lockdowns if we're ever going to turn this around. Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3, highest quality, with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back on this live Sunday, February 7th, 2021 transmission, Super Bowl 55. Owen Schroyer's coming up, host another 2 hours, 6 to 8 p.m., as we all ride shotgun together into eternity. Okay, so I have been on air 27 years, and I'd read a lot of books, studied a lot of history, learned a lot of stuff from interesting family, but I was still dumber than a box of rocks, even though I was light years ahead of the average person my age when I got on local access TV at 20, syndicated local radio at 21, syndicated at 22, I've interviewed thousands and thousands of people. I've been on the street thousands of times. I've experienced a lot of things. And so there I am. This is the best way to understand what happened because I experienced this. You know, they say there's three ways to learn things. Revelation, where you just God beams it in your head. That's the best way. Experience, that's the next best way. Or you have to be taught. You have to be told. But see, people don't tend to believe that. If they're just told something or taught something, they're not sure yet, are they? So there's revelation, there's experience, and there's being taught. And so when I tell you these stories, it's not to talk about something that happened in my life, it's my only way to describe how I know I'm right. So I'm sitting here 4 years and 4 months ago, and we've got hundreds of thousands of emails. I mean, we're doing Aleister Crowley rituals, it says. We're drinking blood, semen, women's milk. We correlate it with photos and Hillary and world leaders together with vats of blood with children in it and just demons raping children and the Washington Post showing demons raping children. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I just showed you some of it, and I didn't show you the bad stuff last segment of your TV viewer. Please type in Tony Podesta promoting child rape. Promoting pedophilia. I mean, it's just everywhere. They have damn art displays. And then my crew, who are great people, some of them are not here now, they're like, Jones, this is the place, this pizza place, it's proof. And I said, you know, the media's all covering it. I think it's a setup. And then, of course, it was. So when I saw Q come along, and like, oh, there's 10 million kids in underground bases, and, you know, but, oh, Hillary's in Gitmo, and, you know, oh, Tom Hanks is involved, and he's in a prison. I don't know if Tom Hanks is involved in this stuff. There's no proof of that. And he wasn't in prison. It's like when Trump got up on January 7th and said, I concede the election. 8chan said, that is a deep fake. I was talking to Roger, who was talking to Trump every day. Trump had conceded. I could call up another lawyer. Barnes was talking to Trump, still is every day. And he's like, no, he conceded. Trump has called me probably 50 times. Oh, I'm a real person, though. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. Listen to 8chan. And some dude that looks like, I don't know, the psychic creature in Total Recall.
Activate the reactor.
So here we are. And then I get to see them rub it in everywhere, calling Republicans the Q party, calling me the Q. Oh, Jones turned against Q. I tried to get the Q people to listen to me so they wouldn't be set up. And so when all this came out, they would be on the right side of it. A lot of people listened to me, a lot didn't. But a lot of my listeners are like, we're sick of Q, Alex. We're talking about it. We know it's a fraud. I'm talking to the new people, and I'm explaining that there's going to be more of this to come. So that's why I get so mad when I see shows like Saturday Night Live that's famous for promoting pedophilia, making a joke about the sex traffic of children and Hillary and pizza, because it's known. It's in the FBI files. We've checked it. It's been in many court cases. It's been confirmed. They used, like in the old days, I guess if you're going to order some marijuana over the phone, you go, I'd like some Mr. Green, or, you know, people have a code word. Well, cheese pizza means child pornography. Walnut sauce means brown children. I'm not kidding. And it's, they got all these terms, and that's all in the John Podesta, Tony Podesta email stuff that's all confirmed. Well, they didn't want us to look at that, so they go set up a thing that wasn't doing anything to divert us off. It's a very simple distraction tactic. But now here we are. Here's an article, Washington Examiner. In the shadow of glory, a dirty secret, child sex trafficking at the Super Bowl. Super Bowl remains target for human trafficking, ESPN. Two FBI agents killed serving warrants on pedophile network. This is real, folks. This is going on. The denial of it's insane. Look at Sandusky. Look at Penn State. Look at the Boys Club. Look at all of it. Look at Jimmy Savile. Look at the royal family. This is out of control. But I can show you. I can show you right now. Huffington Post, CNN, all saying there's no such thing as pedophilia, period, while they promote sex with your children. I mean, California's trying to pass a law they can have sex with boys as young as 12. Look at this. What happened to the kids in cages? CNN refers to immigrant detention center as overflow facility. So Biden's going to put them back in the cages. And let me show you the real trafficking. Senate report. Obama's catch and release policy placed kids in the hands of human traffickers, tens of thousands of them. Report, German officials placed children with known pedophiles for 30 years, tens of thousands of them in every German state, saying a man and a boy is true love. We're getting rid of the normal nuclear family and creating a family of homosexual pedophilic sex. Go read the damn, this is, the German government doesn't deny this now. The German government ran this as the new family. German nuns sold orphan children to sexual predators. Even the Daily Beast, to their credit, most leftist publications won't talk about it. It's all confirmed. They have admitted to it all. Tens of thousands of boys as young as 5 years old given over in rituals, sex torture, gang rapes, all right here. And if they complained, well, they would be beaten with an inch of life or killed. Oh, but it's funny to everybody. Police in Germany investigate 30,000 potential suspects in pedophile probe. DW.com. I mean, this is all the top German news. It's not even tonight. German nuns rented orphan boys to businessmen for gangbangs and orgies, suppressed report. The boys as young as 5 would return covered in semen, bleeding in many cases. A lot of it's in the article, but the shocking revelations come less than a year after a separate investigation found Berlin's educational authorities and Senate had support. The Senate that was run by the government officially, I mean, had supported and defended placing foster children in the care of known pedophiles. Go read it. I read a translated like 40-something page report, literally had nightmares. They're like, this is true love. These young boys with their daddy. They will no longer have children. We will defeat the nuclear family. When we come back, I'm going to show you a top Democrat saying we're going to break America's will and take everything you've got. When you finally realize this is an army of hell, organized soldiers, lawyers, bankers, they mean business. But now you have Hillary making a joke, don't you? SNL's Super Bowl commercial features BLM, QAnon, and COVID vaccines. It's like an 8-minute piece. The full thing's on Infowars.com if you want to see it. It gets even sicker, where a horse kicks a woman with a vaccine and almost kills her. They're just bragging what they're doing to you. It's all lesser magic. Pure evil. The boys and girls being sold for sex during COVID-19 and the Super Bowl. Oh, senior establishment anti-Trumper supports impeachment, arrested for running pedophile ring. He said he, quote, dreamed of gang raping babies and was organizing the rape of a baby to hear it scream his favorite. Oh, here's another article. When Chelsea Handler met Woody Allen and Soon Yi at Jeffrey Epstein's dinner party. Oh, Soon Yi. Oh, his little girlfriend since he was 8. Obama administration placed children with human traffickers. Senate report, Washington Post. An army of evil. There's the walnut sauce. Brown children are walnut sauce. And for whatever reason, they love walnut sauce. All right, that's who the Democrats are. Remember it. Understand it. And the Republicans are involved as well. They are the most evil people you could ever imagine. And they all got that demon look.
Imagine a world without free speech. Imagine being buried alive, scratching at the coffin lid, and no one hears you. You know, that's where the term dead ringer comes from. Going back to ancient England and France, maybe 5% of people on average, some of the numbers show even higher, would look like they were dead, sound like they were dead, and the primitive doctors at the time couldn't find a heartbeat, so they'd sit there and have a string down tied to the finger of the person 6 feet under, so in case they woke up, they wouldn't be buried alive. So what I'm getting at here is this. America is still awake. America still is alive. But we're going to have to realize that we're under attack and that we've been basically buried alive if we have any chance to metaphysically, with God's help, break out of it. And we've got to call out to God to give us discernment and providence to get out of this and admit the globalists are trying to bury us alive with the lockdowns if we're ever going to turn this around. Look, a lot of people got mad at me during the Q thing. When I told you Trump was in trouble, they were going to steal the election. They said, Jones, we're invincible. Everything's handled. I get it. We got the Super Bowl champion Trump. He's invincible. Jones, stop being pessimistic. We're on the winning team. Well, I started out on air 27 years ago. We were not the winning team. When 1 out of 100 people knew the Federal Reserve was private, when almost no one knew about the globalist or Satanism or international pedophile rings or Bohemian Grove or Skull and Bones. So, see, I came from a time when nobody supported us. I had to claw my way up and wake up the planet with your help. And so when I got mad at Q, singing people lullabies and making them go to sleep, I wasn't mad at you. I just wanted you to understand that we hadn't won the war yet. So InfoWars is real. We've been proven we're right, and we're still on air, fighting harder than ever. But it's only your word of mouth about the local station you're listening to, or TV station you're watching, or InfoWars.com or Band.Video that circumvents the censors. They want to censor us, so don't let them do it. Look, I've been harping on Q for the last few years, not because the giant, huge Q movement was competition. My goodness, I could have embraced Q and just my show would have been bigger than ever. But I can't lie to you. Not consciously. I make mistakes sometimes. And I knew Q was controlled. I knew it was putting out false info. It was covering real issues but giving fake dates, telling you we were invincible. And now we're here in 2021, and I just see so many people now that are still believing in some magic trick and that Trump's still president, he's going to save us. And that's just not the case. We're going to have to save ourselves with God's help. There's an old Bedouin saying that trust in God but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson said, pray to God but roll away from the rocks. And that's what InfoWars is about, is admitting the truth. There's a lot of positive things. The world's awakening to the New World Order. Q was an attempt to hijack our movement, and it's failed now. So now we know the truth, and now we're getting ready to take action. Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it shipped out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
By the way, my parents growing up, I'm your host Alex Jones, had every room basically full of books. When I was about 10, I was already into history books. I was already just voraciously reading. My dad was just taking me to the bookstore every weekend. I could, to the library. I could just have whatever I wanted. They wouldn't buy me a bunch of clothes, wouldn't buy me a new bike, but they'd buy books. And I'm like, Dad, what are these books? He goes, oh, those are books on black magic and what the establishment is into and how they try to harness their mind to control things for bad. He said, you can read them if you want to. And these were like the really famous ones, but like copies. A lot of folks don't have like the Grand Grimoire and all those things. I probably read 10 books on black magic by the time I was about 12. And so that's why when I'm explaining to you about Hillary Clinton and Aleister Crowley magic and all these people, I mean, it's 101. I mean, I've actually studied it. So when I explain lesser magic, I guess like these different organizations, these different thug groups, the insane clown posse, all those type of groups, they say, we want to punk somebody. And, you know, you see it in basic criminal psychology out there. You got to tell somebody what you're doing to their face. That makes it 10 times better. And they believe that if they announce what they're going to do to you before they do it, it gives it more power when they do it. Okay? And so that's what we're talking about right here. And these people mean business. So when you see Hollywood promoting Satanism and pedophilia and all of that, depending on the statistics I've read, upwards of 80% of pedophiles were abused themselves. And so they're creating a system that's self-replicating. And that's why you had these psychiatrists in every German state with the legislatures of the states, the senates. I just showed you Daily Beast, even to their credit. Most liberal publications say it doesn't exist. I just showed you DW.com, biggest TV station in Germany, highly respected, national news like ABC News, saying every major German state placed children knowingly with child rapists. Now, why is that important? The guys were telling me about a documentary I meant to see. I actually read about it a while back, but never got to it. The truth about three identical strangers, Psychology Today. Now, the psychiatrists and psychologists that convinced the mother to do a psychology experiment and split her three sons apart. They even know you have three, but I guess they do. Is that impossible? And to study how they would grow up, how they would behave, how it would operate. Now think about it. That's just a psychiatrist making the decision to do that for a test. And that's what Bill Gates' geoengineering is about. That's what the mRNA vaccine is about. That's what all this craziness is about, is these groups are doing whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, and it's insane. Wow. I just show that I don't know my science. I didn't know you could have three identical twins. Wow. I've heard about this. I never saw the documentary. That's crazy. Well, I can tell you what'll be on my watching list as soon as I can. But again, they split them up because the system felt like it. Well, thank God the psychiatrist didn't decide to send them to live with pedophiles. But that's how the scientists work. Not the average scientist, but the elite scientists are mad scientists. And you don't get in their ranks unless you treat people like they're absolutely nothing. So I'm done talking about this. I got a lot of other news to hit. We have gigantic news we're going to break about the Trump trial and why it affects you and why they're trying to demonize the American people and demonize every Trump supporter at this trial and how you're on trial during all of this next hour. And I've got some big mask rebellion news. People standing up to COVID-19 overblown hoax as well here in just a moment that we're going to be looking at. In fact, let's just start looking at this right now. I saw a tweet about a news article yesterday with the left attacking Kristi Noem of the Dakotas, the governor of South Dakota, because she's got TV ads running saying, take your vitamins, that's what protects you. And they go on to say that she is completely insane. And that's not the case. So, let's look at this. She says that it's not even as bad as a regular cold or the flu, which is true. It's now, you know, 0.000 whatever. She says her state has some of the lowest numbers because they haven't shut everybody inside their houses, not getting vitamin D. She's right. And so she goes on and says people need to take their vitamins and their minerals. They're essential, meaning you die without them. Any virus will kill you if you're debilitated. Now, let's see if she's right. I just searched vitamin mineral deficiency COVID-19. This came up the first few. Oregon Live, vitamin C, D can help prevent coronavirus, Oregon State University research says. Vitamin C, D may help immune system fight COVID-19. Yeah, you die without it. So I'm saying, oxygen tank might help you while you're scuba diving. Gasoline in your engine or your car might make it start. Three vitamins, minerals to boost your immune system to fight COVID. News.flu.edu. Zinc, vitamin D, and the coronavirus. What doctors know so far. On and on and on. So that's how crazy. And the reason I first got on this was, and I'll cover this at the last segment, of the next hour, there's this top scientist, Max Planck Institute, everything. She came out 6 months ago and said, I've looked at the mRNA vaccine. It will cause an autoimmune response to the next coronavirus you get and is going to kill millions. Well, that's what Wolfgang Wodarg, the head of the EU advisory board, said. So she's asking, I'll cover it next hour, why are they doing this when it's so dangerous? They know it's going to cause a storm, like when you get stung by a bee after you already have an allergic response to it. But like 100 bees stinging you. She says, why are they going to do this? It's going to cause the Spanish flu level mass death. I don't know. We got to figure out what Gates and them are thinking because it's already happening. People that take the shot and take the second shot get deathly ill, many of them. Some die, but then later people are dying and they're saying they died of COVID-19 because the COVID test counts all the coronaviruses. So It's really true that it's the vaccine, it's mRNA that does this. Scientists predicts mRNA vaccine will lead to numerous deaths months after injection. She said it 6 months ago. It's true. And I saw Reuters do a fact check of her when she's a prestigious scientist and one of the top, you know, out there. And they said, well, you know, the UN says that's not official. But, I mean, that's what it does. She explains it. Because it causes an autoimmune response to a regular protein in the body that's also associated with cell death. So as you get older and your cells die and don't divide, Because you always have some dividing until you die, but less and less do. That's what aging is. It releases the protein, and then your body attacks that every time. You will have an autoimmune response and basically have a horrible cold all the time. Wow! And that's what everybody's saying. It's in the damn literature. So they're giving you a shot that will make you totally allergic, like they used to grow some of the vaccine stuff on peanuts. Suddenly there was a huge problem with peanuts. They stopped doing it. All the new kids getting it don't have the problem. Now they're going to give you an autoimmune response to the common cold, a deadly one, a cytokine storm. Ladies and gentlemen, I protect myself with things that are high quality and things that are essential. We've been selling Winter Sun for 6 years. It's the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K to help your body's immunity, help your body's overall defenses. It's essential to life, like oxygen and water. And it's back in stock. We got a very limited supply. It's been sold out for a while, as you know. 25% off. It's the highest quality. You get synthetic crap for 10% of the price. Doesn't help you the same way this does. 25% off Winter Sun, a limited supply. When I tell you that, you know I'm not hyping it. That's what's going on. You can get it with Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12, taken under the tongue as well. Great for your immunity, your stamina, your body, your blood, your guts, your marrow. It's so essential. Just as important as D3. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it, and it's not a problem getting it. It's 50% off, but 40% off when you get both of them together. So Ultra 12 is back in stock, and it funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. You know we're here. We know we're fighting. You know we're on the front lines. And people are pissed that our vitamin mineral fusion sold out. Great liquid multivitamin. It's important. That should be back in sometime. But the supply chains are breaking down, so it's insane. I would get your order in now. And we have Dr. Jones Naturals, high-quality activated charcoal toothpaste. My dad designed. He's a dentist at InfoWarsStore.com as well. It's back in stock, discounted, and is amazing as well. Thank you all for your support. You are funding everything we do. We're fearless. We don't back down. But if you don't support us, we'll have no megaphones. So I salute you and I thank you. Hour number two, the trial of the American people and all Trump supporters in the name of President Trump is about to go down. Stay with us.
We're already in the second month of 2021, and we all see it's a dystopia. The globalists are out in the open announcing world government, announcing medical tyranny, UN contact tracers to come to your house, people having their doors kicked down. This is all them trying to cement their dominance over us because they know humanity is waking up and is in the process of leaving one age, this whole globalist time of evil and darkness, and traveling not into some new satanic Luciferian new age that's perfect, but into an age of what I call challenge, or the age of real conflict, the age of decision. You're not going to read this stuff in books. It comes from my soul, my prayer, my research, my understanding of the planet. You may disagree with me. That's fine. But I'm telling you, we're leaving the old age of being asleep. We're entering the new age of being awakened, and not some new age of the new age, but God's age of the understanding. I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work. They're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2. These are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars, you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, you know I love Tucker Carlson. He just does a great job. I want to air a short report that ties into what I'm about to be covering. with the admission that it was Obama's ethics czar, that's a funny name, isn't it, that led the color revolution behind the 2020 U.S. election. They've now bragged about their criminal activity. It's like in Goodfellas when he kills the guy for buying the Cadillac. He's like, dude, stop buying stuff. We just stole $10 million. I'm going to kill you. Had to kill him. He just had to brag about it. And so that's how this all works. Here's the report.
Us tonight to explain. Darren, thanks so much for coming on. So for our viewers who are not familiar with the color revolutions in Eastern Europe, state as clearly as you can what you think is going on right now in this election. What's the end game for Democrats?
Yes, thank you for having me. Many have described the actions taken against Trump as a coup. And this is certainly correct, but it's a little bit general and vague. What's unfolding before our eyes is a very specific type of coup called the color revolution. It's a regime change model favored by many in our national security apparatus, particularly against Eastern European countries, to overthrow target regimes that they don't like. One model, which is not the color revolution model, is purely sending a bunch of troops into a country and removing by military force a leader you don't like. That's like the Iraq model.
Right.
The color revolution model is a little bit more delicate and subtle, has several characteristics, but the chief characteristics of it is a combination of an engineered contested elections scenario combined with massive mobilized protests, which they call, as a term of art, peaceful protests and acts of civil disobedience. If that sounds familiar, it gets even better. It's not only the same strategies and tactics used against Trump that's used against Eastern European dictators that our national security apparatus doesn't like. It's literally the same people who are color revolution professionals who have a long history of using these same tactics against foreign leaders they don't like to use against democratically elected President Donald Trump. It's the same people using the very same playbook. Now, I'd like to talk about one of the key figures in this operation, a nexus point not only between color revolutions overseas and the color revolution against Trump, but a nexus point between lawfare and mass mobilization and so-called peaceful protests. This is a man by the name of Norm Eisen. Norm Eisen is a key legal hatchet man, Democrat operative, former Obama ethics czar, believe it or not. And he is also a key architect of nearly every effort to censor, sue, impeach, and overthrow the president. He is the author of, in fact, a color revolution playbook, literally called the playbook. And one of the items he calls for in his playbook to overthrow regimes overseas he doesn't like is engineering election fraud scenarios, using election fraud to engineer mass protests to question the legitimacy of the target leader. Norm Eisen has a long and checkered history going all the way back to his days at CRU, which is a lawfare arm. He's been behind over 180 lawsuits against Trump.
Oh, yeah, he's behind the ones against me, too.
10 articles of impeachment before the president's phone call was even made. He was special counsel to the Democrats for the impeachment process.
Okay, so let's stop right there. And just understand that they're going to gut this country. I mean, you look at this guy, a literal enemy of the Republic. I mean, no wonder he hates himself so much. Look at that guy. He projects his hate of himself on you. Will you stand up against him?
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter Sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off, or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The fight has just begun. We have only begun to resist and win. The enemy is now out in the open. If you realize it's a long war and don't give up, we'll win. If you buy into Q garbage that it's a quick victory, and there's all these secret forces out there that are going to save your ass, we will lose. There's only one plan to trust, and that's Jesus Christ. All right. By the way, I want to say this. Can'tCensorTruth.com. Can'tCensorTruth.com. Maybe we should put that big URL up there. I've seen some of the fancy, bold stuff we've got, because I was spending a lot of time this weekend doing research on Band.Video, watching some of the other shows, watching interviews, watching censored videos that are posted there. The MyPillow guys 2-hour report, that's pretty good. They've censored off YouTube. That's up there. And I noticed a lot of comments saying we can't share band.video. Man, you need to create a new website. I mean, I probably saw 20 of those comments in different videos. Because I care about your comments. I read them. And, you know, I actually understand what you're saying. They banned the term band.video about a year ago on Twitter, Facebook, Google, all that, just the URL. So we started creating a system where we can create new URLs that actually link to the very database and the very same videos. But then they've banned 2020electioncenter.com and some of the others. They've banned about 6 or 7. The new one they haven't banned yet, they may ban it tomorrow, is can'tcensortruth.com. And I think I should just shoot a real quick video up front saying, hey, everything at band.video gets censored. You got to go to band.video itself and share it by email or text message. Everywhere else it's blocked by big tech, by AI, by the modern Soviet Union that runs our country. We put it back up on screen for me. Thanks. And so you need to go to the URL can'tcensortruth.com. So yes, I know that they're blocking band.video and Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And so you want to share the videos, it's can'tcensortruth.com. But if you got upset, if you got angry about them trying to suppress what you can look at and what you can do, and you told everybody you knew about can'tcensortruth.com or word of mouth, Infowars.com or band.video, they still can't, you know, censor your mouth, and hey, you're not supposed to see this, people's human nature will be to go look at it, and that scares the hell out of the system. Let's put that URL up one more time, because we got so many great versions of that. And we've got a big old yellow and black one, too, like a big old bumblebee. So dangerous to the globalists. Maybe we can put that up on screen. But I just see comments all over Twitter. I can't share band.video. Man, I wish Alex Jones would do something about that. Well, I understand. So can'tcensortruth.com. One word. Can'tcensortruth.com. 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 I'll just keep saying it. And I'm going to shoot a video at the beginning saying the other URLs are blocked. And for now, there it is. Oh, that's the one I chose. They made all these great ones about a month ago and I never had saw those on air. That's the one I wanted right there. That's it. Can'tcensortruth.com. It's like Christmas right now. Can'tcensortruth.com. Can'tcensortruth.com. The enemy's working around the clock to suppress us and silence us. Will Americans put up with that? We're here exposing their whole operation. Now let me shift gears before our special guest joins us next segment with an exclusive after he breaks his silence. Let me just show you this little stack of news right here. Mathematician says Biden election win, a statistical impossibility. Now, I don't just believe Edward Solomon, who's a well-known mathematician and computer expert. I know that Shiva Ideare, who's a great Indian American who actually invented email and so much more, show the exact same anomalies where not just in one state, but five states, they have algorithms with the exact same permutations and codes, which is basically impossible. And I didn't just believe Shiva. I didn't believe Edward. I went and looked up on the official state websites with their numbers by the minute. I looked it up with my own eyeballs 2 months ago. And as Joe Biden likes to say, son of a bitch, it was true. And that's why they say the election wasn't stolen. Just accept it. Blah, 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 blah. But it doesn't have to be the voting machine company that did this. It's someone with access to the system that does it. And that's where MyPillow, and we warned them months ago, and all these guys go wrong. To say the company's doing it lets them sue you and divert. No, anybody can get into this. It's like a laptop. It's like saying, oh, my Hewlett-Packard laptop, my Sony laptop, my Microsoft laptop, my Apple laptop got hacked into. Tim Cook did it. No, somebody did it. So, here's this part of the report from One American News, who are great patriots. Mathematician says Biden election win a statistical impossibility. It's posted on Infowars.com. And if you don't use your rights, you'll lose your rights. So I hope you go there and I hope you share this report the system doesn't want you to see.
Expert mathematician says the election results for Joe Biden at the precinct level are, quote, impossible and cannot occur naturally. Here's One America's Christina Bob.
Edward Solomon, a mathematician, took a closer look at the election results at the precinct level. A specific anomaly occurred, rendering the results impossible, says Solomon. Joe Biden won exactly the same percentage points across multiple precincts at designated times of day, long enough to change the advantage. Mr. Solomon walked me through an example of the precincts in Fulton County, Georgia.
You can see that there's the first precinct there. It's at 12:56 a.m. on November 4th. And then when it abandons that ratio on its next tabulation update, two more precincts, they inherit that ratio on the same time stamp. And then after they update their tabulations and abandon that ratio of 1 to 18, another precinct inherits it.
Solomon says that in order for the ratios to be that exact at clearly designated times, computer software must have used an algorithm to change the votes. Specifically, for roughly 90 minutes at a time for rotating intervals, the precincts changed the votes to ensure that Donald Trump won only 5.555%. After the intervals completed, the precincts returned to a normal vote count.
It says that this can only have been done by an algorithm. It can't even be done by humans. So if you had a bunch of human beings that were trying to rig an election, and you said, hey, listen, I want you to give Trump 15% over here, and I want you to give Trump 13.5% over here and 5.5% over here. Even human beings trying to replicate this wouldn't get it this perfect.
So what are the chances of this happening naturally? Solomon says that there are not enough stars in the universe to which you can compare.
You can use the binomial probability formula, and the chance of that event happening is 1 over 10 to an exponent so large there's not enough stars in the universe. There's not enough atoms in the universe to explain the number. It can't happen naturally.
The numbers produced by this election result can't happen naturally, and humans trying to replicate the results would not be able to produce them this perfectly. This evidence requires election officials to take a closer look and audit their results with real forensic experts. I'm Christina Bob, One America News, Phoenix, Arizona.
That's funny. Let's have the weasels that just ate all the hens and are sitting on top, their guts, their feathers, their legs, their feet. Let's go to Hitler to investigate the Nazis. Let's go to Stalin to investigate the Bolsheviks. Let's go to Karl Marx to investigate communism. Let's go to Kim Jong-un to investigate North Korea. Let's go to Satan to investigate Satan. Here's the article, though. The secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election. And they say a secret cabal of multinational corporations and all this money stole it from Trump. And they even set us up on the six. They say, oh, we knew they'd cause mayhem, so we stood down. Yeah, the cops stand down, too. And your operatives dressed like our people did the whole damn thing. You dirty monsters ran a color revolution against America. You filth. You will end up just like Hitler, and your dirtbag god, George Soros, will be defeated. Ali Alexander, straight ahead. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, the last 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can, and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it, and we should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defeat. defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ali Alexander of Stop the Steal is about to break his silence. He's been quiet for 2 weeks. Democrats are putting a $100,000 bounty on his head. A preview of what's coming tomorrow. Photos be released of the actual agitators suing media and tweeters who defamed him. Fight for patriots who got innocently caught up in some of the madness on January 6th, organizing in the spring so we don't lose the First Amendment. And we're going to talk about these operatives. You know, he's up to $75,000. Just go to the guy's main tweet and scroll down, guys. So Ali Alexander joins us again. He's been a longtime Republican activist, a lot more mainstream than I've been, though now everything's moved to where we're at. Open calls for FEMA camps, into First Amendment, CIA killing patriots, Trump they want to put in prison, BLM and Antifa running around rampaging. But we organize peaceful demonstrations like we've done all over the country. And even mainstream media took clips of us in the Georgia Capitol back in November when we're there stopping people doing a sit-in and said, look, there they are in the U.S. Capitol attacking, arrest them. And we contacted these guys and said, here's the timestamp from November. This, you're wrong. No response. So they know what they're doing. They're very reckless. We've got mainline Democrats saying bring back internment camps for conservatives like the Japanese and others in World War II. So, Ali, you've not been overall hiding. They banned you on over 30 platforms. They've been trying to kill you. I know people have come after you. You've come on the show a few times, but you've been getting lawyers and, you know, preparing to peacefully strike back against these lies. But these people are crazy, and they've really got a hard-on for you. They're saying Roger Stone organized the January 6th deal. He wasn't even there. They say I organized it. They call you a terrorist and say $75,000 bounty, get him. I mean, these are serious crimes being committed. These people are they frothing mad or is there a larger plan?
Well, I think that there's a larger plan. I think that they need to take you out because you have been the Cassandra of our country. I mean, if people have been listening to you, they've seen what would come. And so they have to take you out for that reason. They need to take me out because they want to paint our peaceful movement as a white supremacist movement. This is a plan to demonize all white people. So they got to take out Ali Alexander in order to do that. And then they want to rope in Roger Stone because, you know, he, like me, links a lot of the mainstream folks with the grassroots folks. And this is what powered Donald Trump's majority. And so I think that we three are being targeted so that they can then put everyone back to sleep and have them follow Liz Cheney in really decapitating our majority. And really what she would do is surrender.
Well, that's right. She's announced she's the leader of the Republican Party. She doesn't have 1% support. Everybody hates her. They all want Ted Cruz arrested. They're saying he's a terrorist. They're lying and saying they were under attack at the Capitol. AOC, it's all lies.
It's all lies. And this is meant to control our speech so they can control the thought, so they can determine the Overton window by which the Republican Party battles the Democrat Party while they build this technocracy. And they know what happens. The Christians are all in the Republican Party. And when we get fed up, we control the entire Republican Party. And they can't have that because we're the people who don't believe in a technocracy. We're the people that gave the world federalism. We're the people that gave the world localism that worked. We're the people that stabilized the Republic when the pagans and the barbarians, even if Western civilization couldn't. And so they need to mute the Christians first so that we can't inspire the Republican Party to take meaningful action against this technocracy that they're building.
And keep breaking this down because they have put, we'll pull up the Don Winslow tweet. He goes, it's called evidence is the only thing it says there. I'll pull it up myself. It's not a problem. And they know it's a video from another state, another month, and they go, here they are planning, and they're told we're not, and like, I'm talking about national publications run with, here they are in the Capitol planning the attack. Then they claim that congressmen, there it is, Then they claim that congressmen the day before planned the attack with you with no evidence. I mean, this is lawsuit city. They say, these are domestic terrorists. They name us. Then they say, get them, arrest them, attack them, $75,000. That is the most open and shut criminal activity I've ever seen.
Yeah, you and I were on the phone yesterday. You were giving me some terrific advice as, you know, someone, you've been through this before, but what I've been doing is, you know, I've been communing with God. I've had to find myself in all of this. There's tens of thousands of hit pieces on me. Unfortunately, I've actually lost some family members in this process. And so this has been like anything in my career. And this Don Winslow character is trying to get me killed. That's all he wants. He wants to get me killed. He wants some Antifa wacko to just blow my brains out on a live stream. And then they'll use that to...
By the way, he's a major author. And the New York Times is promoting him. I mean, like, these are terrorists. Here they are planning the attack. Get them. Get them.
And to be clear, just to be very clear, I've not been accused of any crime. I'm not being investigated, to my knowledge, for any crime. I committed no crime. I know that you committed no crime. I know that Roger Stone committed no crime. And they are using defamatory and libelous language about us because everyone's saying it all at once. And so a lot of people are like, hey, Ali, why don't you strike back? Well, hello, I don't have Twitter. I don't have YouTube. I don't have PayPal. I don't have Stripe. I don't have Venmo. I don't have Instagram. I don't have anything. Okay.
So by the way, the video he puts out saying evidence that you quote, he says, this is a terrorist. Arrest this terrorist. You'll win any jury he's done. That doesn't matter. It's cut and dry. He says, destroy him, arrest him, get him. He's saying lies to get you. And it's a video of you trying to stop people from doing a sit-in at the Georgia Capitol. The damn video is you trying to stop people.
Do you remember that? Me getting trolled so hard because I probably said some things I shouldn't have said in an attempt to say, hey, we got to use political pressure. We got to use public pressure. And we got to be rowdy but peaceful. This was our message for 10 weeks all across the country. By the way, you and I weren't funded by any corporate oligarchs. You and I weren't helped by any foreign country. We were teaching people how to demonstrate against a government that has taken our sovereignty from us. If anything...
And by the way, radio listeners can't see this. We're showing Vernon Jones, an incredible state rep, all of us getting the crowd to be even quiet and good and well-behaved. This is how we do an insurrection, lovingly. And they turn this into you and I leading a terror attack.
It's because they hate the patriots that we represent. They don't want Christians, they don't want white people, and they don't want Southerners in the public square anymore. But I'm here to say the comeback starts now, here Sunday on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to try to shut up because I get really emotional about all this and watching it. Let's move Ali Alexander out of it. Let's move Alex Jones out of it. We've covered that. You're going to strike back politically in a loving way against these people, nonviolently. You can spend some time with that if you want, but because you're a microcosm and a canary in the coal mine. But let's talk about Trump, his impeachment, his trial, what we're learning about it, and how crazy all of this is straight ahead. But, man, folks, we now know from their own Time Magazine article, they set us up. They ran the whole deal. We knew this, but Ollie's got intel on what was supposed to happen on the 6th that didn't happen and molds inside the Trump op.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, God, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender. I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works.
That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars, you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. Imagine a world without free speech. Imagine being buried alive, scratching at the coffin lid and no one hears you. You know, that's where the term dead ringer comes from. Going back to ancient England and France, maybe 5% of people on average, some of the numbers show even higher, would look like they were dead, sounded like they were dead, and the primitive doctors at the time couldn't find a heartbeat, so they'd sit there and have a string down tied to the finger of the person 6 feet under, so in case they woke up, they wouldn't be buried alive. So what I'm getting at here is this. America is still awake. America still is alive. But we're going to have to realize that we're under attack and that we've been basically buried alive if we have any chance to metaphysically with God's help break out of it. And we've got to call out to God to give us discernment and providence to get out of this and admit the globalists are trying to bury us alive with the lockdowns if we're ever going to turn this around. Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's natural defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostagard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, it's Super Bowl Sunday. I'm Alex Jones. I'm glad you're here. Ali Alexander has broken his silence. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on methamphetamine? The answer is no. I hate stimulants other than like coffee. I get really upset about this. I mean, we led a peaceful demonstration of 1 million people. They tried to set me up. They're calling for me to be put in prison all over the news, along with President Trump, who's on trial starting tomorrow. This is serious. In fact, one time, I had a security a couple years ago. He goes, man, you were totally down, tired. He goes, you just came right back on break and exploded. Are you on drugs? And I said, here, let me do a drug test. Called a portable drug test here, pissed in a cup, no drugs. I said, you see that? He said, yeah, I see that. People think this is weird. This is normal. This is normal when you're under attack. And so, Ollie, let me shut up now and give you the floor here. We've got a big article out that we posted at InfoWars.com and give your own URL. A lot of people have to visit URLs, folks. Everything else is censored. Stop the steal, prove President Trump didn't incite Capitol riot. We're now getting a more clear picture of what happened and who was behind this and how there was a stand down and why there was no security or secret service for the president who said he was going to the Capitol. This was incredible. So lay this out on the eve of his trial tomorrow.
It's important that we had to withhold some of this information for a few weeks while we worked with lawyers, while everybody else worked with their independent lawyers. And we got this information to the president's team. They already knew a lot of it, but they didn't know all of it. What patriots need to know is that we called for patriots to be there on January 6th so that we could surround the Capitol building on permanent ground. Okay, this was a permit given to us by the U.S. Capitol Police We worked with them for several weeks in which we said, there's a million people coming. Make sure that y'all have the security. Now, the U.S. Capitol Police will always tell you, well, your permit can only say that you'll have 50 people. And we're like, yes, we'll have 50 people at our event, speakers. But you know that patriots are coming all across.
And we'd already had two events with 250,000 and almost 1 million before in the months before.
Right. And so they're very familiar with us. I pay a consultant to deal with the National Park Service and the U.S. Capitol Police. We have the receipts. We have the permits. We have the documentation. That's while a lot of people are asking, well, why isn't Ali Alexander and Alex Jones in jail? Because we've got the goods, folks. We've absolutely got the goods.
Well, why the hell would we have the motive to, when Trump had them about to do a 10-day investigation and we were just showing our numbers, why would we screw ourselves? Where's the motive?
We were on the eve of history. We were on, and quite frankly, we still made history because January 6th was peaceful, okay? 99.9% of 1 million people being totally peaceful when we feel that our election has been stolen is a first in human history. God bless us, okay? God bless us, because we're in it for the long haul. But the idea that we wanted to interrupt the Capitol proceedings while Congressman Gosar, our friend, our ally, the spirit animal of Stop the Steal, that we wanted to interrupt his speech.
That messed up our plan. This totally screwed us.
This totally screwed us. And then you'll notice something, Alex. The media wasn't with us. The media was with the agitators that were agitating.
That's right. Well, none of them were. No one covered the million people. No one covered the Trump speech. They were already waiting before Trump spoke, starting the fight. And as soon as he said, go to the Capitol, which we knew was going to happen, that's when the agitators went and attacked. And you're about to expose who they are. So let's let's go to the agreements. What was supposed to be on the Jumbotron, okay. What was supposed to be announced, because we're not blaming the Kramers. We know it's somebody above her that did this, but they decided not to put directions for the crowd in the Jumbotrons.
So what everyone needs to know is that the Capitol on Lot 8, so this is off the Capitol grounds, or on the Capitol grounds, but offside the Capitol Plaza. So there's the building, then there's the plaza around it, and then there's the ground. So we had a permit for the grounds, and we were going to start at 9 or 10 a.m., and we were going to have 30 members of Congress with us. When the Trump campaign called and said, well, let's combine all the events, they were like, but the president doesn't want to stomp on your grassroots effort. What can we do for you? And I said, well, if we feature a couple of members of Congress, a couple of members of the Senate, and then we have the Stop the Steal folks speaking, then we'll be good, and then we can move to the Capitol after an event that takes place where Secret Service would allow
them. And by the way, let me just interrupt you. Some listeners will say, yeah, January 6th is over. Why do you care? The president's on trial tomorrow, making it up that Ali and I, with Roger Stone, launched an attack on the Capitol to destroy ourselves. And meanwhile, right, Antifa and an embedded group set us up, and they now brag. Isn't it crazy that suddenly they bragged in this Time Magazine article? I sent this to you. Did you read where they bragged they set us up?
Yeah, I mean, it's surreal, but you know what? We are told this in the Bible. We are told this in the Art of War. Pride comes before the fall. These people can't help but expose themselves. Thank God we have this Time article confirming what you and I spent 10 weeks protesting.
So continue. So we're there, listen to Trump speak. The Secret Service comes, gets us out to lead the demonstration. And then we walked right into a trap. Trump walked right into a trap. So go into what you know. Are you ready to release her name? I mean, maybe she didn't mean it. Maybe she didn't know. But we know who was in command of everything. We know who removed the Jumbotron directives. We know who, I mean, you're not going to direct 1 million people with no direction. So you want to talk about it?
So yeah. So let me preface this. Is Alex Jones and I traveled across the country. We know how crowds work. We know what due diligence we have to do to be good leaders. Mm-hmm. And one of the agreements was that I would take the stage. I would give a 5-minute speech that ended with, go to this place on the U.S. Capitol.
And be peaceful, and just like Trump said, just like Don Jr. said.
Right. Right. We even had directives where we weren't going to use the word marching. We were going to use the word walking. We were acutely aware that we were governing the masses. And then on the Jumbotron was supposed to play a video, a Stop the Steal video, that had a star on the map of the precise location. This is what we had advertised for weeks, okay, on wildprotest.com. And again, the Wall Street Journal confirms everything I'm saying right now. And the lawyer,
I got to say, I wouldn't talk to them, but they did a pretty fair job They actually did a fair job admitting the whole, exactly what I said, what you said. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what people need to understand is that when Alex and I got there at 7 a.m., the tables were tossed on us. No Alex speaking, no Roger speaking, no Ali speaking. The Kramers, who are the Women for America First, who put America last, even tried to get one of the campaign members kicked off the ground. They called the National Park.
That's Caroline Wren. I watched it all happen.
Right. And so.
And again, the reason all this matters, folks, is this. Notice everything I said on the day, the night it happened, is what the Wall Street Journal and FBI now admit. All I've got's the truth. I'm not a leftist. I don't lie. My brain only works in truth. It's like a flowing. It's why people say, like, why'd you just incriminate yourself? Or why'd you just do that? Because the cop pulled me over. I said, yeah, I've been drinking. Took me to jail. You get in love with the truth, and it's like all you've got, you know? We're telling the truth. We're not the left. What we're telling you is what really happened for the trial of the president. He was set up.
Right. And it's the trial of our First Amendment rights going forward. And so it's not just President Trump and this really illegitimate impeachment. The removal hearing in the Senate is totally illegal, but they're trying to impeach our rights.
No, I agree. We got to go to break. We got one more segment, and I only got part of the segment because I promised to play this medical doctor warning of the vaccine causing an autoimmune response that will kill you months later, which is in the documents. We got to save lives here. But specifically, the key is not just defending Trump to defend Trump. We get attacked for doing it. He was set up, and it wasn't the Kramers. You believe they were useful idiots. Are you going to release, which I already thought, I already told my people 3 weeks ago, who I think was behind it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to just say it. Katrina Pearson is a campaign advisor. She makes $250,000 on the Trump campaign team. She's one of the highest paid advisors to do nothing. She lied to the president in November. We caught her. We called her out, me and several members of Stop the Steal. And she was behind this coup to ditch out part of the coalition at the Ellipse event. And that led to no leadership with the masses when we walked into a trap set to us by leftist agitators. And I think that the president ought to totally distance himself from this grifter.
All I know is I watched her that day. She was in command of the whole damn thing, and we had agreements. We didn't care about speaking up there. Hell, you're a target speaking with Trump. Are you kidding? I was like, hey, take me off the list. I'm not a wimp, but I'm kind of like, let's just get this event happening. And they were, I don't know whether it was peacocking by him or what it was, but, man, they set the president up. I mean, and no amount of you-know-whats are going to fix it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter Sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time. It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist. Look, I've been harping on Q for the last few years, not because the giant, huge Q movement was competition,
My goodness, I could have embraced Q and just my show would have been bigger than ever. But I can't lie to you. Not consciously. I make mistakes sometimes. And I knew Q was controlled. I knew it was putting out false info. It was covering real issues but giving fake dates, telling you we were invincible. And now we're here in 2021, and I just see so many people now that are still believing in some magic trick and that Trump's still president. He's going to save us. And that's just not the case. We're going to have to save ourselves with God's help. There's an old Bedouin saying that trust in God but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson said, pray to God but roll away from the rocks. And that's what InfoWars is about, is admitting the truth. And there's a lot of positive things. The world's awakening to the New World Order. Q was an attempt to hijack our movement, and it's failed now. So now we know the truth, and now we're getting ready to take action. Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alexander's here with us. Ali, before we go any further, you're on the Alex Jones Show because you're banned everywhere so they can lie about you and set you up. Tell people where they find what you're actually saying, what you're actually doing because you're doing some bold stuff. And tomorrow you're going to release who the provocateurs were, so much more. You're about to file lawsuits on folks, which you've done before. I mean, I can't wait to see these people actually realize that we're going to stand up against them.
Yeah, I mean, the comeback starts here again Sunday on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to come out swinging because we've got no other choice. Our backup is against the wall. We have fewer resources than the left. But as you tell everyone, we've got God, and God is waiting to see if we will take these acts of faith. And let's be honest, after Election Day, we were already going to lose. We were at 1%, and we started this beautiful movement that then everybody said was cool. And then as soon as we lost again, everyone's like, well, now it's really, really over. It's never over, okay? God does win in the end, and what he looks for is people of faith, people who are righteous and acting in his name to fight.
So and the enemy itself starts tattling on itself in Time Magazine, admitting they stole the election.
This is going to be very instrumental to proving that we have no malice in what we're saying, that we're not saying things that we think are falsehood. In fact, they want to rob us of all nuance. We didn't just say that we knew the election was stolen. We said we believe it's stolen, that all the evidence suggests that, that why are they hiding and why won't they be transparent in the counting and why are the bureaucrats lying and why won't Maricopa County?
But you're on video physically grabbing people saying, don't do a sit-in, don't even be civil disobedience, which is Martin Luther King, which they had a right to do, to claim then that we were secretly organizing an attack that made us look like idiots is just asinine.
I just saw during the break that Kathy Griffin even weighed in on this, saying Alex Jones and Ali Alexander, this video is of them planning the Capitol attack. And so, you know, what you were saying about Don Winslow and them, it's just fascinating. But what I'm going to tell you is that tomorrow I'm going to release photos of people who have not been arrested, people that the FBI is aware of, and people who were agitators that were waving patriots in. I believe that this evidence will reduce some of the misdemeanors to dropped charges. I have not forgotten the patriots who engaged in activity I don't agree with, but they were peaceful, they were civilly disobedient, and they don't deserve to have unequal treatment under the law. Okay, BLM can riot and burn all this crap, and no one gets charged, including the arsonists. the idea that a patriot who walks into open doors, not knowing if they're supposed to be there or not because they don't visit D.C. that often, is going to get charged with some heinous crime and lose their job. No, I'm not going to leave people stranded. And I know that you're not either, Al. So those pictures are being released. Those identities are being released tomorrow. I told the FBI, hey, you guys should perceive me in this so that people can restore faith in the system. But if you don't, I've got a dead man switch. You can lock me up all you want. There's other people who will release the photos with my permission. Secondly, I am going to be suing a lot of people. Anyone who claimed that we planned the siege and that we are criminals. Look, we're public figures. You can get away with lying about us, but you can't get away with alleging that we committed a crime.
Well, they say you are a terrorist. I am a terrorist. Here are bounties. Get us. I mean,
they're trying to get us killed. They're just trying to get us killed. It's just, I can't even believe that we're living in this type of America. It's just.
Well, the left doesn't care. Like, they know they're working with these. They brag in this 25-page article. We work with foreign banks. We work with, you know, the head of Twitter and Facebook. We stole the election and nobody can stop us. And then they post a video and everyone for a month is in the comments going, this is Ollie and Alex in November stopping something at a Capitol. They don't care. The thing is, they don't care. It's crazy.
Well, they don't care because they have the government behind them. They have crooked political cops. And I like to say this. Look, a lot of the arrests in D.C., I'm not happy about it, but a lot of them look legitimate. And I say, people say, well, Ollie.
Yeah, no. There were out of a million people, a couple hundred idiots went in. Most of them were in between the velvet ropes, but there was 20 or 30 that attacked cops. I say arrest them. Charge them with terrorism? No. What do you make of all the former CIA deputy directors saying, kill all the Trump supporters? Put us in reeducation. I mean, even Alex Jones can't believe they're this crazy. I mean, this is moving so fast, man. This is nuts.
It's moving too fast. It's just moving too fast. And, I mean, thank God I had some patriots been traveling with me. I haven't been alone a second. Well, really in 10 weeks, thank God, because Alex, I'm just going to confess it on air. I probably would have committed suicide. Just honestly, probably shouldn't be saying this on air, but they got this close to having Ollie Alexander commit suicide. What they have done to me in losing my platforms, in losing family members, in losing my income, in having to move out from my house and sell my car, there were dark moments there. And thank God I went off into the mountains and I was surrounded by people who love me and love God. But it's shocking that they're trying to gaslight us, but that's what they want. They want despair. They want us to curse God. They want us to curse God. God, where are you? Where are you? We're your chosen people. Where are you? He is here and he is working in the mystery. And this sucks right now, but we have no choice but to go on the offense and attack them and to tell the truth about them and ask our neighbors to wake up to this heinous truth that freedom is gone and that we've got to restore it. We've got to resurrect it, if you will. It's dead. We've got to resurrect it. And so that's what I'm on your show to talk about is I can't believe that every day I wake up, they want me to forget about everything else they've done.
I couldn't believe a year ago. Some professor wrote a book saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. I'm not in the book. And it was at Wall Street Journal headline. Alex Jones loses court case. No one died at Sandy Hook. And I had my lawyers send a book to the Wall Street Journal, call them and say, he's not in this book. And they said, we don't care. Sue us. And you hit that moment where you realize they look back and they go, yeah, we're lying. We don't care. At that moment, you're like, you're that bad? So it's not just the very top that's corrupt. They've gotten armies of people, Ollie, that will lie now.
Armies of liars and people who will echo the lies, and then people who will remix the lies. And then it's another news cycle. I mean, I watched, I had to stop reading the news. I watched it go from people planning the Capitol siege to Ollie Alexander planned the Capitol siege, to Ollie Alexander and three members of Congress planned the Capitol siege, to Ollie Alexander, three members of Congress planned the Capitol siege, but first they did a reconnaissance tour. And I'm just thinking, who is telling you this? Where are you reading this? This is nowhere. This is a lie. That's the Daily Mail, the largest paper in all of the world.
Oh, yeah, and now AOC is up there saying, they came to kill me. She wasn't even in the building. And she says Ted Cruz wants to kill her.
We are in the theater of pretend and the absurd and Satanism, and you are rewarded with little pellets of attention and little pellets of food and the new currency that they want to push on us when you lie about people who believe in what I call the great preset, okay? We don't need the great reset. We need the great preset, which is honoring the family.
By the way, the leftists are all over saying, you're on. Oh, my God, he surfaced. He's claiming we just showed proof it was a Georgia Capitol, and they think we're scared. I'm scared for them. We're on record in Georgia's trying to stop a riot, and they go, oh, look, they're scared. They're defending. We found Ollie. Get him, get him, get him. I mean, this is ridiculous, man. Oh, look, there we are with Vernon Jones planning the attack in the D.C. Capitol. It's Georgia with us, like, organizing a perfect photo op. And Vernon Jones, like, don't raise your voice. I'm like, that's right. We don't raise our voice. You're like, shut up. Don't raise your voice. Meanwhile, you're like, kill everybody.
It's insane how prudent we were. And I used to say this in all of my speeches. I used to say St. Thomas Aquinas said that prudence is a virtue. So we must escalate always, but we must be prudent in our escalation. Let us not forget that they're coming after our right to speak because we needed common sense before the Declaration of Independence. We needed the Federalist Papers before the United States Constitution. If they take out InfoWars and they take out Ali, then there is no one to talk about freedom.
But I mean, you go back to that video. Look at the Capitol planning event that they're running this video on Twitter saying this is us with an army in the U.S. Capitol. It's obviously not the U.S. Capitol. We're having a peaceful event. It's insane. All right, Ollie Alexander, come back tomorrow if you want. I'm glad that you've spoken up over the last few weeks trying to figure out what's going on. They're very upset that you're not some demon they can shut down and lie about. And so, again, where do people find what you're writing, what you're doing?
I'm on gab.com, just Ali, A-L-I, the same as my old Twitter handle. And I'm on Telegram, Ali Alexander. And obviously, always go to stoptheSteelMovement.com, and we'll have our announcements. We will start organizing again in the spring.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Owen Schroyer, thank you. He's about to take over. I didn't get to the scientist predicts mRNA vaccine will lead to numerous deaths months after injection, which is now happening. She said it 6 months ago. That is coming up. Owen Schroyer is going to take over. But I can guarantee you he's going to cover that coming up as well. So Owen Schroyer and Sunday Live for 2 hours coming up. And then we'll all watch what happens with Tom Brady tonight because the Globals want him to lose a football game. But what a time to be alive. Great job, crew. We love you. Owen Schroyer coming in.